The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Very powerful readings today, especially when we're able to take them together, what we see in the Acts of the Apostles, which is so clearly what spills out of the end of Luke's Gospel, Luke being author of both the Gospel of Luke and of Acts. So we see that, say, continuous line. And what do we see in the healing of the crippled man, but truly the coming together of heaven and earth? This is what the rule of God looks like. This is, and it's not simply symbolic, but it is also symbolic of what this repentance for the forgiveness of sins is. It's much greater than lining up to go into that dark box over there and tell me the bad things you did and be forgiven, right? The forgiveness of sins goes beyond that. The forgiveness of sins is the rule of God coming to earth. And in fact, we could see our own confession and repentance for the forgiveness of our own sins in the same way, that we are being reconciled to God. The life of God now is working in us. Something is happening to us so that his grace and mercy might extend through us to the entire world. And here we see the apostles, you know, we talk about the resurrection. I was talking about the resurrection with our fifth graders yesterday and grappling with what exactly it means and why the apostles, if it meant what we commonly think it means, why wouldn't they just sit around and say, "Oh, Jesus is risen from the dead. That's nice." Right? It's nice. Maybe I'll go to heaven now. That's nice. Right? That's not what happened. That's not what happened. So what does the resurrection mean? That the apostles would not only go out proclaiming the resurrection, but that they would even die for that proclamation. Something to puzzle on, perhaps. I don't know that I'm going to satisfy you today, but something to puzzle on, because there has to be some kind of motivation there. And I would say this, simply that they went out to proclaim King Jesus. And proclaiming King Jesus, they were not only messengers of his rule, but they were those who had already signed on under his authority. They were those who already say, you know, it doesn't matter who Caesar is. It doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter. Worldly rulers, powers, principalities, none of it matters. What matters is I owe my allegiance, or I give my allegiance to King Jesus. Everything he wants, right, I will do. And not under compulsion like worldly kings, but I voluntarily give my life over to King Jesus for the advancement of his rule on earth as it is in heaven. Right? We see that in the crippled man, the rule of heaven come to earth. We see that in Jesus' body. We see a body, we see a person who is equally at home on earth as he is in heaven. right? He's eating baked fish. I don't like baked fish, but that's, you know, I don't get that part. But he's eating something, right? I think that's it. He's eating baked fish. He's showing that he has a body marked by the wounds inflicted on him, right? But he's also appearing behind locked doors, kind of like appearing out of thin air. He's making this trek between heaven and earth in order to bring those spheres together. We see it then happen in the crippled man, and we see it in our lives whenever we're part of this repentance, turning away from our ways to the ways of King Jesus, and forgiveness, being forgiven by God, but becoming forgiving people to bring God's mercy to life in the world.